23 of the Ranting Rangers podcast in partnership with Inside the Rink. I'm your host, Jacob Berkowitz, and I'm alongside my co-host, Brett. Brett, how's it going?
Well, I don't know. We didn't get Gensel hurdles going over to the fucking Knights. Florida is just like an absolute...
Does the salary cap exist anymore?
Carolina's going to knock us out. I mean, who gives a shit? The season's over. Drury should be fired. I hope Dolan sells the team. And I hope we get rid of every player on the team not named Adam Collins, because they all suck.
I think you're just more upset about, really, that Mittelstadt went to Colorado.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
I have a feeling that 99% of this is because Mittelstadt went to Colorado.
No, it's fine. I honestly, I've been on Twitter saying, you know, like, yes, it would have been nice to who doesn't love a big, juicy addition? However, you know, it's just silly to think that this team can't compete. We've competed with every single team we've played this year. I mean, we don't get boat raced. Our worst games are when we don't show up to play. I don't think that's likely to happen in the playoffs, where the tenacity of the game is at its highest. I think when the tenacity of the game is very high, that's when the Rangers honestly play the best. They're the most engaged and the most active. And so, you have Shesterkin in net. You have, you have a core that has been underwhelming at points or for the first line the whole season that I think is just a spark away from being able to light it up. I mean,
and they're in the top five in the NHL.
Yeah, and we're still in the top five in the NHL, even without them performing 5-on-5. So you say we didn't do enough. It's like, well, I'm not sure this team actually needed to do a ton. And while, yes, it would have been great to get Gensel, would have been great to get Booch back, would have been great to get Hurdle, would have been great to get a lot of people. Is it necessary
to get McDavid
for a real playoff run? No, it's not necessary. It's not at all. So, I'm optimistic. Obviously, we're not the favorite going in.
Rangers perform better when they're not the favorite.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah, sure, that's fine. But, I mean, honestly, like, you just look at the rosters, but, like, how many years you go back and you look at the rosters of the teams that win the Stanley Cup, they're often not the team that has the best-looking roster.
No, and not the team that went to get that big-time player.
No.
So the Boston last year, what did they get? Bertuzzi, Orlov, and then what, they got knocked off by Florida, who, how many big-time players did they get that trade deadline? None? Like, it's not a unknown thing. And in fact, it's the opposite. It's a very known thing that the players that don't get the top line player, they do knock off the players, the teams that do. It's far from a guarantee. If anyone knows it, it's us Rangers fans during the Hank era, right? How many times did we try to get the big fish and we didn't win?
Yeah. The whole getting the big fish, not getting the big fish, one doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win or mean you're not going to win either. Like, there's 16 teams entering this playoff. A lot of those teams will have added to their roster either big or moderately, like the Rangers did. Only one of them gets to win. So 15 other teams will have made the wrong move. But is it really the wrong move? It's like, no, this is a game where vulcanized rubber is banged around by sticks by a bunch of, toothless North Americans and Europeans. And a lot more luck goes into this than people like to admit. Now, obviously, you can give yourself the best chance to win, and that's what every team is trying to do. But I don't think there's anything that, like, oh, if you get the big player, that means you're not going to win, or if you don't get the big player, it means you're not going to win. No, it's...
What happened in 2022? This is a very similar to 2022 trade deadline.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that no matter what, it's still, you have at best a 1-in-16 shot. That's just what it is, and it's tough. You have to win four series in a row in order to make it, or to be the champion. And so a lot of people are so results oriented, like, oh, we tried this and that didn't work before. It's like, well, that doesn't mean it couldn't have worked, or that doesn't mean that, like, something similar couldn't work again. It's just, you're putting yourself in the best position to win that you can. And I think Drury made a smart move by trusting that our top prospects are worth more to us in the long run than adding one single high-end player is going to be. And I do think that ultimately is the right move. I would have had to see every last trade proposal, you know, that was shopped, and obviously we're never going to see that. But based off of, you know, where everyone ended up and for what, doesn't seem like there was anything where it was like, man, he really missed on that.
Yeah, I just remember seeing Hurdle to Vegas. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? How is that even illegal? But I don't know. Tampa's become the not Tampa. I'm sorry. Vegas has become the new Tampa, where it's stopped helping Vegas enough already. And it's hilarious because the NHL gave us trouble picking up a emergency call up when we traded for Kane, but Vegas gets to do this. What is this, the third time Mark Stone is on LTIR, the third year in a row? It's absurd. And also, Jacob Trouba is out for 2 to 3 weeks, and everyone's saying again, why don't we put him on LTIR? I have a hard time imagining the Rangers being able to pull that off. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
But if you put him on, the thing is, the only reason to put him on long-term IR is to open up cap space, which, you know, was there somebody out there who we couldn't fit because of cap space, and we were willing to give up the assets to get him? I don't know that anyone has that information. I mean, it's possible. Right. It's possible there was a guy we could have got if he would have traded, you know, Hoffman in a first and a sweetener that we could have fit if we put him on. But you don't know that. You don't know who was available that we could or couldn't afford. Like, that gets into a realm of speculation that's so beyond that, unless, you know, your cousin is Chris Drury and he was feeding you information.
Is your cousin Chris Drury?
He's not, unfortunately. I wish he was. That way I could berate him every time I saw him about Buchnevich. Well, let me just say, if he was my cousin, Buchnevich would still be a Ranger. I'm just going to say that. I know people are going to stick hearing his name, and that's fine. That's fine. I won't go into the whole thing. That wouldn't have happened. But, yeah, I mean, the only reason you put him on long-term injury reserve is to free up cap space. And, obviously, for the moves we need, we didn't need to do that. And I'm at least not aware of someone being shopped that we couldn't afford because of cap space that doing that manipulation would have helped. It's possible, but I'm not. Are you aware of anything like that?
No.
He was really expensive hanging out there.
I would think the only one I'd ever think is Tarasenko, because we weren't allowed to trade for him on retention, and we couldn't get him because we had to get a center. So we were never able to get him, and Trouba would be able to create that possibility. That's the only one. That is the only one I could think of.
Yeah, fair.
Okay. But I don't know why people are overlooking the Tarasenko to Florida, because while Tarasenko isn't what he once was, when it comes to the playoffs, he turns back the clock. I mean, we know this firsthand from last year. It didn't end well, but that was not because of Tarasenko.
No, I mean, if you're scared of teams right now in the East, Florida has to be number one on that list. It's not even close. Carolina would be a number two, but I'm just not that scared of Carolina.
It's honestly, I mean, maybe Jake Gensel fixes this, or, you know, is that player now, but I don't know. Like I said the past couple years, like, I'm not afraid of Carolina because they don't have that one guy that stands out that terrifies me. They might have that now in Gensel, but it's just one guy. It's not like when you play Florida, you're like, first of all, that team top to bottom has that toughness and speed of a playoff team. It's ridiculous. They have Tkachuk. They have Barkov. Tarasenko's very underrated. Reinhart, yeah. I can't believe I forgot Reinhart. Like, that's terrifying. Carolina, I'm not terrified of Aho. I'm not terrified of Svechnikov. I'm terrified because they themselves as a team are fast.
We didn't even mention Bennett, Verhaeghe, or Rodriguez.
Right, exactly. I'm scared of. I'm not scared of Carolina because of their plays. I'm scared of them because of their overall speed. Gensel might change that if he actually plays normally the way he plays versus Rangers, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't think one player could steal a series like that, but no way. But we'll see.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I know it's just a seventh defenseman, although he'll be playing in the top six for the next 2 weeks at least, is Ruedel. He's a pretty solid defensive defenseman if you look at his stats, and very good at and defending the front of the net, which is exactly what we weren't good at.
Yep.
And it was only 800K. What was it, a fourth round pick? I saw that. I'm like, best case scenario for a seventh defenseman.
Fourth that becomes a third if we make the finals.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Give him the third. I don't care. You sure? We made the Stanley Cup final. Here's a third. And Roslovic's fourth becomes a third if the Rangers make the Stanley Cup finals and Roslovic plays in 50% of the playoff games. Yeah, sure. Just give it to them.
Yeah.
At that point.
I mean, frankly, I would be totally fine, and people may not like this, but I'd be fine if you just swapped Schneider out with Ruedel.
Yeah. He's defensively, he's kind of what we needed. He's good defensively in front of the net, which I mean, everyone has noticed. Everyone crashed to the net, and the Rangers don't. I mean, it's better than past years, but it's still rough.
It is rough, and Schneider has not been good this year, especially defensively.
And Gustafson's an offensive defenseman, so that gives him more freedom to do what he wants.
Exactly. And frankly, what this team's been missing, I think we've said it before on this podcast too, is a proper shutdown defensive defenseman, the person that you want in there with 4 minutes left in the game and trying to hold on to a one-goal lead. And Ruedel is that guy. I'm shocked that the Pens gave him up for so little. But to me, he's not a seventh.
Troy was probably like, you screwed me on Jake Gensel. So help me God, you better give me Ruedel for cheap or I'm driving straight to Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of wild to me. I mean, I get it that he's, you know.
No, I was shocked he went for that little.
He's not going to be part of a rebuild for them. And I mean, frankly, just as a side note, I mean, I said it the year
before. How much did Edmondson get?
Huh?
How much did Edmondson get?
What do you mean? How much did Edmondson get?
Like in a trade. Not Edmonton, Edmondson. Edmondson. Is that how you pronounce his name? I cannot believe him.
Yeah, Edmondson. I'm not sure.
Because I know he's technically a top four or top six defense, but like his analytics suck. He's been not good at all. Like Ruedel is honestly, I would swap him with Schneider. I mean, well, they're not going to have that issue for the next 2-3 weeks, but.
No, but I think once you go back, and frankly, it's not the worst time for Trouba to be out, and then they can see what Ruedel is actually like, and then be like, hey, you know what, Braden, I'm sorry, you're our 17th man now.
Or, hey, Trouba, you know, stay in the press box, you know?
No, that's not going to happen.
I think he has worse than Schneider, but to be fair, again, Trouba does play harder minutes against harder opponents.
He does, and I think it comes to playoff hockey, you do want a guy like Trouba.
Underrated. Yeah. Trouba has not been bad in the playoffs, where to the point where we are driven insane by it until the Tampa series. Even last year, the Devils, the Rangers' problem wasn't defense. Wasn't Miller and Trouba not out for a goal against?
That I can't recall.
Like at some part of the series or something like that? Like they were not at some part of the series because they were not bad. Like when it came playoff time, he played solid. But Tampa series was an absolute mess. But
yeah, it is. And that's why it would be nice to have a real defenseman like Ruedel in there.
Especially because you only have one other one and he's not playing that well right now.
Yeah, exactly. So to me it makes perfect sense. And then, you know, Trouba also, like, I think in the playoffs when things do get more physical, having a guy that can hit like that, you know, it does make the other team play a little more honestly. It can fire up the team at the right time. These are kind of the intangibles that I think analytics people are probably screaming about. But like I can't believe I'm going to go on an analytics rant right now. But I am. I like analytics. I do. I don't disbelieve in them. But like the thing that they have struggled to account for is one of the things that you see affect all aspects of all sports, and that's momentum. It is hard to overstate, or it really is. It's hard to overstate the impact of momentum shifts. And we've all watched a game where one team's been dominating and then something happens and all of a sudden the other team has all the mojo. And these are things that are difficult to quantify, a player's contribution into changing that attitude. But with so many of these players, the talent level and discrepancy between a lot of professional athletes is incredibly small. Some might be a little better than this, a little bit of this, but like they're all very elite level athletes. What separates so many of them to being high performers and not?
Style of play.
No, not style of play. It's your mental game. It's your confidence level. It's your ability to withstand adversity. It's your ability to believe in yourself and to trust yourself to be that guy. That makes all the difference in the world. I think it's the number one thing that's plaguing Kapokaka right now is that lack of confidence, not going to the dirty areas, not shooting when he should be shooting. That's just one example of that. But momentum is huge. And so I do think that while Trouba oftentimes this year and in past years has been poor defensively, he's not overall poor defensively. And I think he's the kind of player in a playoff game that can rally the troops, can deliver the kind of plays and hits that can really swing momentum or also just put fear into the other people, other team, that's trying to carry the puck down the middle of the ice and him just lighting them up and saying, absolutely fuck no. Those type of things are difficult to quantify, and they're not going to show up on a player card or on a lot of analytics sheets. Again, this is not to say that you should discount analytics and none of this stuff matters. It's just saying there are other wrinkles to this game. There's the human element. There's the confidence, there's momentum that's difficult to put down.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. There's a balance between the eye test and the analytics. There's that middle ground.
Absolutely.
And next one, we didn't even talk about the big ones, or I guess depending on what you consider big, is Roslovic and Wennberg. Wennberg has obviously been connected to the Rangers for a few weeks, and Roslovic, I was thinking about him a few weeks ago, but then this was before the Wheeler injury, actually, because remember Wheeler and that whole Winnipeg situation and Roslovic was there. So someone said maybe not. I guess, honestly, I don't, when I say he could be maybe the next 2022 Vetrano, I don't mean he's going to be that shoot first mentality everyone loves. I'm saying he could be that cheap undervalued, underrated guy that no one saw at the trade deadline or no one, you know, rated fairly, and he fits properly with Kreider and Mika, and in a way, for whatever his style is, everyone likes his game.
Yeah.
I think it's the best you're going to do under the circumstances that Drury was in after Gensel was traded. I thought maybe Pacioretty they'd go after. Again, Pacioretty had a no movement clause, so you never know what happened. But I mean, everyone with 10 minutes left was worried they might not do anything. And, when you're able to come out of that with Roslovic, I mean, listen, I'll take it. It's kind of weird. I don't know why it's kind of weird that the condition was not only to make the Stanley Cup finals, but Roslovic has to play in 50% of the games.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know why, it just feels a bit weird, but I'd expect him to potentially play first on top right, top line right winger. He's been playing that with Columbus because it seems like with Wennberg, who's good 5v5 defensively, since they can't have that 1-2-3 punch with Mika, Trocheck, and Hedl, what they're going to do is create that third shutdown line with Cooley, Wennberg, and Kako. That seems like what they're going to go with in Roslovic. I don't believe it's that great at defense, so that would not probably fit the mold. And he just doesn't seem like a third line type of guy you could do. Maybe it could work. Although, interesting enough, if it could, you now have two options for 3C. You have Roslovic and Wennberg, because Wennberg also plays wing. So that does give more choices for Laviolette to make.
Yep. And I assume that 50% of the game thing was because Roslovic was hurt. What, about a month or two ago, a month and a half ago?
He was hurt. I know like he was doing well just because he was on my fantasy team. I saw him. Basically, Roslovic sometimes gets on these hot streaks. I mean,
yeah.
He doesn't just look like some random player that's getting lucky bounces. I mean, he looks really good. But then there are some times where he just
He had 22 goals 2 years ago and on the Blue Jackets.
And that's considered like 30 goals anywhere else.
Oh, easily. Yeah, no. The guy can score in bunches for sure.
He has 4 goals and 9 assists in his past 12 games.
Yeah, 13 points in the last 12 games, so you go up and pick up a hot guy. So, yeah, I think it's a good pickup. And yet the 50%, I assume that's because maybe he's still slightly nursing an injury that they were concerned about and go, oh, if he goes down, we don't want to be paying you. We want to pay you, third round pick for some guy that only played, 6 games for us or something in the playoffs because he got hurt again or whatever, which
also, I guess, no bad blood between Drury and Davidson. Like there would be considered between the Montreal office with Gordon that they were saying with Monahan a month ago.
But why would there be? It's not like Drury was the one that
I don't know. It's just, for some reason there was with Montreal. So I don't know what's with Columbus.
Was there? Is that the reason it didn't happen?
I mean, I'm not going to say Vince said that, but it kind of seemed like everyone was kind of leaning towards that direction.
Yeah, I don't know that to be true. I mean, maybe there was, but I don't think it has anything to do with him being fired because Drury has nothing to do with it. It wasn't like he was like, hey, by the way, fire these guys and let me come in here. I don't think that's what happened.
If he wanted a GM job, he would have gone to Pittsburgh 3 months prior. Or what was it? 3 months prior or a couple of months more prior?
Something like
whatever
that.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever it was.
I mean, I wasn't a fan of Wennberg. I made that very clear. But again, he was the only center option left besides Henrik, and we saw what Henrik went for. And because Wennberg is good 5v5 defensively, I am more than fine with it because if you're going to go with that shutdown third line there, that's great. And I really am curious to see what that line will look like. I mean, Cooley and Kako, we all know how good defensively they are. Wennberg coming in as that center, that it's interesting to see. And the big take out of all this is this team is only a contender once that last puzzle piece clicks, which is Mika Zibanejad.
Yep.
So,
I mean, frankly, if other people get hot, he can still be a power play merchant in the playoffs and we can still win. I mean, if Shesty gets hot, the second line is contributing, is dominating like it has been.
They showed that 2022. They proved that it could work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. So, but yeah, I mean, not all that much has to go right in order for the Rangers to have a deep playoff run. You have Shesty playing playoff hockey, like he plays playoff hockey. That right there keeps us in every single game. You have our second line actually performing well. You have a shutdown defenseman, to help shore up our defensive side of things. That's really great. And we now have a way deeper bottom six that might be able to chip in too, which is huge. So yeah, you add in Mika even getting not even hot, but maybe just warm,
I mean, it is March.
Yeah, it is March.
We're also due for that Lafreniere highlight reel goal.
Yeah, we are due for that. I think if you wanted a great, huge, massive move, I get it, but there is no reason to think that we don't have of the playoff teams, a much better than average chance of making a deep playoff run with this roster. You're being a little foolish and you need to calm down, you need to take a breath and realize that there have been much worse teams on paper than us with a much worse record than us going into the playoffs with much worse goaltending and fundamentals than this team has. That have made deep playoff runs. So I'm expecting good things out of this team. Are we the favorite? No, obviously not. Florida is, I think, a favorite. Vancouver, still a favorite.
Well, good. We all know the last time with the Rangers are the spotlight and we're the favorites.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like that.
Twice we know that.
Yeah, exactly. So, let Florida and Vancouver, I hope not
and,
Vancouver.
And but, Vancouver, yeah. Colorado.
In Vegas, you can't.
Count. Yeah, let those three murder each other, and we'll just come in for the kill in the finals. I say that's the plan.
I really hope if the Rangers play, it's not a rematch, because I don't want to cheer against the Canucks again. That's sad.
Have to do it both times with your luck.
At least I won't have a relative playing on the team this time.
All right.
Cheering against, yeah.
I was going to say something else.
No, you weren't. That's going to do it.
Wow. Just end it like that. I get what you're saying, because it's not over. And honestly, hey, it just makes it more heart crushing for Carolina when we beat them, So
absolutely. And it keeps us in really good shape, for next year and the year after as well. Cause while this core is aging, it's not aging out of being effective.
They're not in the retirement home yet.
By not giving up big assets, we're setting ourselves up to be able to have a nice window for the next couple of years, especially if a couple of these prospects come up and hit. It can be real nasty, looking real fast too. So.
I remember now. That's regarding the defensive.
No. We're ending.
That's why I don't think they got Duclair. I didn't think they were going to get Duclair at a certain point, because it wouldn't make any sense. If he didn't work on the first line, then it was over, because he couldn't fit on the third line.
Yeah.
And that would have been it. Roslovic, there might be a chance, though. At least that would be that. And he's, on a tear. I know, though, Duclair is also. I mean, I'm sorry, but the FBI's got to do an investigation on Vegas. This is insane. Yeah. Mantha, Hanifin, Hurdle.
Yep, doesn't make any sense.
Predicted Stone would get injured.
It just gets absolutely run out of town.
You predicted Stone would get injured, by the way, when I picked him for my fantasy team.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No. So what Brett said, we got to wrap this up. Brett, what, anything else, or we're wrapping this up?
No, I got nothing.
Alrighty. So thank you to the listeners. We'll be having our normal weekly episodes Monday mornings, and we will see you next time.